This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Western governments warned Thursday of the threat of a terror attack at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, and said those gathered in the area seeking evacuation from the country should move to a safe location. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul said in a statement, U.S. citizens who are at the Abbey Gate, East Gate, or North Gate now should leave immediately. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reiterated Wednesday that the United States sees a potential threat from the Islamic group's affiliate in Afghanistan. The United States is pledging to continue efforts to extradite Americans, U.S. permanent residents, allies, and others vulnerable from Afghanistan, even if it means going past the end of the month deadline for American forces to leave the country. Secretary Blinken said there is no deadline in getting out Americans and Afghans who want to leave past August 31st. As many as 1,500 American civilians remain in Afghanistan. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett set to visit the White House later today for talks with President Biden about Iran, security issues, and the coronavirus pandemic. The meeting will be the first time the two leaders speak in person since Bennett became prime minister in June. Major focus of the talks will be Iran, both its nuclear program and what a U.S. official called the country's destabilizing activities in the region. The United States and Iran have held several rounds of indirect talks about rejoining the 2015 international agreement that limit Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. For more news, join us at voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. U.S. military troops have been ordered to get vaccinated for COVID-19 immediately, according to a memo released Wednesday by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Order came 2 days after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration gave final approval to Pfizer's vaccine, paving the way for more than 800,000 unvaccinated service members to get inoculated. The U.S. military will administer shots to troops here at home and around the world. The World Food Program is urgently appealing for $200 million to purchase food for millions of Afghans before the winter snow cuts off access roads to them. WFP Deputy Regional Director Anthea Webb warns of a humanitarian catastrophe this winter without international support for this emergency operation. The alleged murder by police in the Central Thai province of a drug suspect, that is, whose death by suffocation with a plastic bag in custody was caught on camera, has outraged the public, which is demanding reform of Thai police, notorious for a culture of abuse, of impunity, and corruption. In a leaked 9-minute video, a 24-year-old suspect in its handcuffed before a senior officer allegedly pulls a plastic bag over his head while four other officers hold the gasping man down for several minutes. Thai police have issued arrest warrants for seven police for murder and torture over the August 5th incident, which only surfaced publicly this week when a police whistleblower released the video. Police say four of the men are in custody, but three others are on the run, including the station's chief. An upset man over state-ordered coronavirus restrictions has been sentenced to just over 6 years in prison for planning to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Ty Garvin apologized and was sentenced Wednesday. Garvin admitted his role in the alleged scheme weeks after being arrested last fall. He is among six men charged in federal court, but only the only one who has pleaded guilty. The government noted Garvin's exceptional cooperation and asked the judge to give him credit for helping investigators reinforce their case against his co-defendants. And Delta Airlines will charge employees on the company health plan $200 more if they fail to get vaccinated against COVID-19. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.